On the late afternoon of Saturday, May 18th, 2013, at the Preakness at Pimlico, my lute came in third, ridden by Rosie Napravnik, the only female jockey in this race. But this is not a story about that race. It is a Baltimore story about how come Rosie Napravnik was right in there with the guy jockeys, one these days with dozens of women jockeys in racetracks around the world. The story begins at 3:32 on an afternoon in 1969 at Pocono Downs, the racetrack then serving central Pennsylvania. Six horses broke from the starting gate and were beating mightily towards the first turn in the mile-and-a-half track. One of the horses would go on to win, but would soon be forgotten. Another would not win, but take a place in the history of horse racing. That horse was ridden by a woman, the first woman jockey ever to be granted a jockey's license. Her name was Kathy Kuschner, and the events that led to this moment in sports history go back to the Baltimore City Courthouse on Fayette Street on October 5, 1968. Kathy Kuschner had applied to the Maryland Racing Commission for a license to perform at Maryland tracks, and in those days, being a woman, the license was, of course, denied. Enter Baltimore attorney Audrey Melbourne, who, with encouragement and funding from an estate overseen in part by another Baltimore attorney, a female in the forefront of women's rights, Rose Zetzer. But back to that October day in the Baltimore City Courthouse. Kathy Kuschner versus the Maryland State Racing Commission. Though the odds were clearly against her, the judge ruled for Kathy Kuschner. And of that verdict, Ms. Kuschner said, quote, "It took 5 seconds for the judge to grant me that license," end quote. Now back to Pimlico in the Preakness of May 18th, 2013, and female jockey Rosie Napravnik. She became one of dozens of female jockeys riding in race tracks around the country. For their place in history, they are all indebted to Kathy Kuschner and the fiery female attorney from Baltimore, Rose Zetzer, who in 1968 broke down the male-dominated Maryland Racing Commission against the odds.